Yeah, it's pretty early for that. You know, I think like I've been saying, you want to go out there and try to let your actions do the talking before you try to rile the troops up in the room. So for me, you know, I want to establish myself on the ice, work every day, and then down the road, if something needs to be said, then it'll carry a little bit more weight.
Can you change the little things that people home won't see? I mean, and this might sound silly, but the dressing room stalls change. Is there any things like that? I mean, is there like a hierarchy or anything like that for the captain?
Well, I'm going to try not to yell at you guys as much. That's a good start. But like I said, I think things are pretty much as they were before. The guys who have been here, chipped in, help me out where need be. And, like I said, the most important thing is you need to establish that consistency on the ice before you start telling guys what to do. So that's my goal over the course of the beginning of the season. And then from there, we'll address things as they need.
We had two games where one at home, one away, where a team has scored, I think, four straight on you guys. Is that just a blip, or is that something? Maybe there's some youth and some inexperience where maybe initially when a goal or two has scored on your club, they don't really know.
You're probably looking into it. If it happens a third or fourth straight game, then maybe we'll dig a little deeper into it.
Like, how much do you rely on past experience against Boston, especially early in the season when there's maybe not as much of a pre-scout on them?
Well, you have to a little bit. I think you kind of can take some of their tendencies, what they've done in the past, what they've had success doing. They have a lot, some of the same faces who have given them a lot of success as well. So it's always a tough test. These guys are always a good test to see where you're at. And, they always come in here and play a tough game.